Good morning. Couple of things. Firstly, Mazel Tov to no one but becoming an uncle. Mazel Tov to you and all the family. There's a young man coming around with a Tuda from the Varabonim of Queens collecting. Feel free to be generous. I also want to thank Rabbi Penna Noam for covering the last couple of days as I've been somewhat out for the count. If I were to summarize the last morning halacha that I gave, it would be that sleep is not a pleasure, but a confession of dependence. I had 3 days to think about that. Usually we think of sleep as something that is ease, something we look at as a place of refuge where we can enjoy our comfort. But at a deep level, while that is, of course, natural and something that I feel deeply, it is imposed on us to think of that as a confession of our being dependent on God. We shouldn't need to sleep. We should be able to move around the clock and keep going. But we've been designed, it's been hardwired into our system, that we need to take breaks and relax and rejuvenate beyond our control, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge. Now, having said that, that's why the first thing we do when we wake up is express gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Usually when we wake up, the first feeling is, gosh, I wish I was still asleep. But we're being charged to say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for rejuvenating me. Here I go. Moda ani lefanecha, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the last two words, we're instructed to punctuate very specifically. Often as children, we're taught Moda ani is a song. We finish off, Bechem la rabba emunatecha, with great compassion, your faithfulness. And the halachic guides and a number of the siddurim say you should punctuate it. Shechazarta binishmati bechemla, comma, rabba emunatecha. Great is your faithfulness, and not say bechemla rabba emunatecha. And there's a whole big fuss made over where how you punctuate the end of this verse. And on some level, it is grammatically more compelling to punctuate it the way it's suggested. But it's also the case, as the kids have mentioned, that actually it's a citation. Bechemla rabba would destroy the citation of Rabba Emunatech, which comes from Eicha, which is where Yirmiyahu in the third perek shifts from despair and looks at gratitude for a moment. And perhaps it is a way of us saying that not only are we grateful for the sleep, but we're grateful for even the words that we use to express ourselves don't come from us. We depend on others who have expressed them first. And I'll finish by saying there was an American politician who once got in trouble on the campaign trail. At one point, he was talking to business owners and said, if you've got a business, you should know that you didn't build that. And then that was used against him for a while, saying, oh, he's saying that the government does everything, you don't do anything. And however you want to read that, that's fine. But the most charitable way to read it is the suggestion that, actually, I drove here on a road this morning. I didn't build the road. I didn't build the car. I didn't set up the traffic lights. I didn't build this building. I didn't put the carpet in. I don't put any carpets in. Everybody else. Everything that I experience in life is an expression of dependence I have on other people. If I pay attention, I didn't put it all here. And Rabba Munatech, in the morning, I say, I didn't even make my own words. This was Yirmiyahu speaking, a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me everything that I have. And with that dependence, we move on. Tomorrow, we'll see what comes next.